Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Neser Shehu Nasan Al Pi Tanur Chadash. If you have a plank of wood which is placed over a new earthenware oven. Now we're discussing a new earthenware oven which was never used yet for cooking. And being that it was never yet used, it was never yet heated up from the inside, therefore its melacha, its completion of production, is not considered finished. Therefore, it's considered a davar she'eino mekabel tuma. It's not considered a kli, therefore it's not mekabel tuma. So now this plank that's being supported across this intended earthenware oven is extending over the sides more than a tefach. Va'odif mikol tzedada pepeseach tefach. It has a tefach extending over the sides in both width and height. And now that ohel is being supported by a davar she'eino mekabel tuma. So we now have an ohel being held up by a davar, something which is not mekabel tuma. The halacha is as follows: kelim shal gabov. If you have kelim, tuma tachtav. If there's tuma underneath the extended plank, then kelim shal gabov. The kelim which are on top of that tank plank are tahirim, are going to be tahir, because since the oven is not considered a kli, therefore we consider the plank which is going across it as a regular ohel, which is chotzeitz b'fnei hatuma. Whereas tum al gaba, if there's tum on top of it, the same thing. Kelim shetachtav tahirim, the kelim underneath the ohel will be tahar for the same exact reason, because the ohel is chotzeitz b'fnei hatuma. Uva yashan. What if the oven had been an old oven? In this case, it is a kli, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. And we know the rule is that an ohel, which is supported by something which is mekabel tuma, will not be chotzeitz b'fnei hatuma, but will be maybe esatuma, will extend the tuma from one item which is underneath it to another item which is underneath it. So uva yashan, if let's say this plank is being supported by an older oven, tamei, everything is going to be tamei, whether the tuma is under it, whether the tuma is over it, because it will not be chotzeitz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri metahir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that it will still be tahar, and he has a unique position that since that he's only referring to the actual oven. The kelim, which are both underneath the plank, one is tahar, one is tummy, they will both maintain the status of tummy. However, anything that's inside the oven will be considered tahar, because we look at the plank as if it seals the mouth of the oven. Nasan, what if this plank is placed al pishnei tanurim, across two old ovens? In this case, both of the ovens have a status of a davar hamekabel tuma, and therefore, the planks will be able to be maybe as a tuma, but not be chotzeitz b'fnei atuma. And of course, you have a paseach tefach extending underneath the edges of the planks. So the rule is tuma b'neim. If the tuma is between the two ovens, then heim tumehem, even the ovens themselves become tamei, because the ovens themselves, which are mekabel tuma, are underneath the ohel which they are supporting. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri mitahar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says it's tahar, like you said above, that the ovens themselves don't become tamei because the mouth of the oven is sealed. Mishnah Beis, Sereda. If you have a earthenware bucket, shinasun al piatana, that it's turned upside down or right side up, but it's covering the mouth of a earthenware oven, mukaf tamid pasel, and it is sealed down to the oven. Therefore, we now have a klicheres, which is mukaf tzamid pasil, and we know in those cases, tuma does not go into the kli. But in this case, this bucket actually extends past the edges of the oven that it's sealing, and for more than a tefach. So tuma tachto ve'agav, if this tuma underneath the extended areas of this bucket, or if it's above the extended area of these buckets, then hakol tamei, everything that's underneath the extended area is going to be tamei. Because since the bucket is being supported by a tanner, and we're talking about a tanner which was used already, it cannot be chotzeitz b'fnei hatuma. However, can I get a virshal tanner if there's tuma, or something which is directly opposite the airspace of the tanner, then we're going to say tahar, that it's considered tahar, because since the oven is sealed with this earthenware bucket on top of it, and it's mukaf tzamid pasil, the rule is that it's chaytzeitz b'fnei hatuma. Tuma keneged avir shel tanur. What if you have tuma opposite the space of the tanur, meaning it's placed on the bucket right opposite the tanner. Then we say Knegdoi above the oven ad harakia till the sky is going to be tamei. However, below the bucket to the ground will be tahar because right there you have this earthenware kli, which is mukaf tamid pasal, so that the tumah will not spread through it.